Just about 30 minutes to go in the High Tech Texan Show. It is Miguel Garfield. I got a few more calls if you want to get in, 713-212-5950. But hold off on those calls because now is the time that I really do look forward to every week because it's the legal segment, if you will, brought to you by Hirsch & Westheimer, a longtime great law firm that has been here well over 100 years. Eric Lipper, a very key person at Hirsch & Westheimer, joins us every week with some legal experts and legal expertise, if you will. And there's a lot of legal expertise that needs to be talked about during these COVID-19 times. And, you know, now that the governor is either ramping up or shutting down, we can't figure out what's going on. It seems the brakes are being put on what is happening. And when it comes to landlords and leases and tenants and issues, there's a lot of opportunities that, so many businesses out there, they need advice. And we turn to Mr. Advice. That's your new nickname, Eric Lipper. Join. Just thank you once again for being over here. You must continue to be crazy nonstop, at least for the past 4 months, while being safe, right, and healthy.
Absolutely. I'm wearing my mask.
He talks very well during while wearing your mask. Eric, some businesses were reopenings. Now, but I see breaks happening right now. Breaks have been applied to, it seems like, slow things down. At this point for businesses, what's happening?
Well, you know, we've all seen the headlines over the last few weeks with the breaks are coming on. And, you know, we saw right here in Houston where they were talking about, 103% in our ICU bed capacity. Well, the governor started watching that, and states all across the land were seeing spikes in COVID cases. So it's a pretty natural human reaction for people to want to do something about it. Our governor reached in on, I think, about 9 o'clock in the morning on June 26th, and he issued a new order. And Governor Abbott's new order was to the bars, and oddly enough, if you like to go tubing, to the bars and all the tubers, sorry, you're out. And I was a little surprised when I read it because what he said was any business that gets 51% of their income from alcohol, you're just closed. So that's what he did, and it happened at 9 o'clock in the morning on June 26th.
And it was tough because I think that was a Friday, I'm not sure, and all of a sudden on the turn of a dime, these bars had to say, wait a minute, you're kidding me, I have 3 hours to shut down. I remember that day because I have a lot of friends and a lot of listeners who either own bars there, they work at bars, or at least, and I say bars, who have 51% or more of these alcohol sales. That affects so many things, Eric. I mean, we're talking not only their jobs, their income, but certainly the sales and the revenue. And right now we're still in this, and I'm going to call it a holding pattern, as you are a pilot. You certainly know what that means. In the past, Eric, we talked about leases in the past, but what happens if my lease really says nothing at all about this topic? What do you do?
Well, here's what you do. You go back to third grade and you say, remind me how this American Revolution worked. And, you know, if you really go back in the history of our country, the American Revolution was driven because everybody was mad at the king in England and said, we don't want you over there giving us a bunch of bogus rules, right? So,
which, by the way, as I talked earlier in the show, I just saw Hamilton on Disney Plus. Now I really understand how our country started. And by the way, the dude who played the king was quite well. No, I'm sorry, but continue. Yep.
Our forefathers said we don't want to be ruled by a king. We want to change the rules. We want to decentralize our government a little bit and give everybody a better voice in what happens. And so in 1789, we came out with this Constitution, and the Constitution has been a real living document through our lives. I mean, you've seen all this debate that happens about who's going to be on the Supreme Court and who's running for office, and we want to, you know, get this person or that person. And it all really relates to the Supreme Court spends a lot of its time interpreting that body of law. And so one of the things that what Governor Abbott's done and what Mayor Turner has done, and I'm not begrudging them for their decisions, right? I mean, they're elected to their jobs. But what they've done has really implicated the Constitution because it is an order almost like back before 1789 that says, you're going to do this. And remember the difference in what what Governor Abbott, I knew him as Judge Abbott too, but what Governor Abbott's done and what Mayor Turner has done is they've issued an executive order. There hasn't been like the city council hasn't passed on it or the state legislature hadn't passed on it. It's just the governor and the mayor telling us what to do. And it's implicated those issues.
In the room where it happened, in the room where it happened. I'm Mr. Hamilton now as we're joined by Eric Lepper. He is with Hirsch & Westheimer Law Firm. And I tell you what, I know you're so busy working on, you know, legal documents and deals, obviously. And we'll make sure that we give out your phone number and your website in case anybody out there needs your assistance for so many things. Going back to what you're talking about, Eric, what's the latest out there in this great state in terms of the law? We'll talk law.
Well, let me focus this really, when we talk about the law, let's focus on really what's going on in connection with this COVID deal, because I was really curious when Governor Abbott issued his executive order on June 26th at 9 a.m. and said shut down by noon, I was expected a response, right? I mean, because I got to tell you, I like going to the bars. And if I was a bar owner and they told me to shut down in 3 hours, I'd be pretty upset. Well, a lot of upset bar owners have filed lawsuits in Austin, because guess what? If you're going to sue the governor, you got to go to Austin to sue him. That's one of his rights. So they filed two lawsuits complaining. And if you think about this, at its core, the lawsuit sounds fair, because what they're saying is that's not really fair notice, right? And they're saying, You're shutting me down based upon kind of changing metrics, you know? I mean, like, we were social distancing in our bar and we were cleaning our bar and we're doing everything we're supposed to do, but now you're just saying no bars. And then the other thing that was really interesting about what Governor Abbott did is Texas is unique, and it's one of my favorite things about Texas is we don't have a full-time legislature here. We're the biggest state without a full-time legislature, and you only get a legislature in if the governor has a special session, unless it's a regular session, of course. And so you could declare a special session for a condition like this, a pandemic. But the governor hasn't done it and asked the legislators to come in and let's enact some laws, let's vote some laws in. It just hasn't happened. So these guys... And I brought this with me. I know you're on the other end of the phone. You can't see it. But this is about a half inch of paper called a complaint for injunctive and declaratory relief. And these guys, these bar people are asking to stop the governor's order. You know, maybe it's crazy. I don't know. But I wouldn't say with this Pandora's box that we've got going on right now that the lawsuit doesn't have any merit. I'm going to be curious to see what happens.
All right. Well, why do you think that could be crazy? Use the term crazy, which I understand, but why do you think it could be that crazy?
Well, it may not be crazy, because if you think about this, there's all kinds of bars. Now, we've seen on the television, in the news, the bars that have wall-to-wall people and they're doing all kinds of things with no masks. And I get it. That strikes me as really conduct that has to stop. But I guarantee you there's also bars where we're all sitting 6 feet apart from each other. We're wearing our masks when we're supposed to. The bar's clean. They haven't had a case of COVID. Now, I'm not sure you can treat that bar the same way as the guys that are having the crazy time on the beach, right? I mean, that seems fair to me. And then, you know, one of the tests, I think, and one of the questions we're going to have is, did the governor overstep his boundaries here? I mean, he's the chief executive. Has he done what the king did when we started the Declaration of Independence in 1776? Has he done what the same thing where people say, you can't do that? And I don't know how the story's going to come out, but I'm really curious to see how it does. And this is one of the things I love about the law, is there's so many of these things that it will come down to one decision maker. But the main thing that I look at when we talk about what we're seeing is, does the punishment fit the crime, right? Because I think where the governor and the mayor have gotten off base a little bit is I think they really should have done a more, you know, pinpoint kind of order where they said, you bar, I don't want to see these people shoulder to shoulder at your beach bar with no masks and no social distancing. And I get that. But I also think my favorite bar, I'd like to be kicked out of it again soon.
I like it. You know, this is one of the reasons people, I do stay away from politics. And number one, I do stay away from, you know, law stuff. This is why I turn to experts like you, Eric Lipper with Hirsch and Westheimer Law Firm. But in the plain and simple, nothing's really fair. I mean, you're right. You look at some of these bars, and I haven't really gone out a ton. But when I do, make no mistake of it, I pick and choose where I'm going to go. I absolutely do wear my mask. I don't shake anybody's hand. I make sure that they are following the rules, which is, I think at this minute, it's 50% of the patrons in restaurants right now. Sadly, we can't go to bars, and I do think it's unfair, which is why we have law firms and legal systems like you to actually try to take care of stuff like this. Yeah.
Well, you know, all I can tell you is when we look at what the law does and doesn't do is, you know, it's not a perfect world in any phase. But I think for these bar owners and for restaurants and all these businesses are really getting beaten up right now, I really think they should be fairly treated. And that's where I stand on the issue.
I'm going to use the old analogy of Hamilton. I think in about 240 years, there's going to be a Broadway musical called Lipper because he is the new man. We do thank you for coming on. It's great insight as always. And if anybody, and you know, over the past, you know, month and a half, 3 months that we've been doing this stuff, I really do appreciate your time. It's very smart. I'd like to think it adds a ton of smartness to the show, which never has been around for the 20 years I've been doing this. But I like the fact that a lot of my listeners, they are they have leases, they're small businesses, and they have turned to you. And I'm going to leave everybody with this. If people do want to get in touch with you for representation or just consultation, how about your phone number and your website?
Sure. Well, my phone number is 713-220-9181, and my website is www.hirschwest.com. And you've got to spell it because the founder of my firm was HirschWest.com. That's HirschWest.com. And I'd love to help your listeners if they need it.
Well, you've helped so many, and so do not hesitate to contact him, especially if you have, you know, maybe you're a bar owner, a restaurant owner, or if you're having trouble with your leases from a commercial aspect, because Eric, you've been a great, you know, opportunity to for somebody smart people to talk to, and you've picked up a lot of clients, and you're helping them win. And it's all about winning and staying alive, I think is the word, staying alive right now.
Well, you know what they say in Talladega Nights, if you're not first, you're last.
Exactly, like Ricky Bobby and Hamilton. How about that for a reference? Eric exactly. Lipper, Hirsch and Westheimer, Hirsch, H-I-R-S-C-H, West.com. All right, we are going to continue. We got 15 more minutes of the High Tech Texan Show. We have a room for one or two or three more calls, so hurry up and get it in. If not, you're going to have to listen to this on podcast, which is still not that big of a deal. It's Garf. We're going to be right back.